ourselves.
Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Here we have Romans chapter 8 this morning, verse 4 through 5. Romans chapter 8, and we're going to read verse 4 through 5 this morning. Verse 5 says, let's read together, that the righteous requirement of the law be us, who do not walk according to the flesh,
but according to the Spirit.
So how are we supposed to walk?
According to the Spirit.
Come on, George, we're in class now. How are we supposed to walk?
According to the Spirit.
So I must live my life how? According to
the Spirit.
It must be spirit what? Driven, not according to the flesh. All right. Let's look at the next verse. For those who live according to the flesh set their mind on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit,
the things of the Spirit.
We're going to understand this. This is so cool this morning. Verse 27. So if you're living your life according to the flesh, your mind about the flesh. That's simple. But if you live your life according to the Spirit, your mind now is set according to the Spirit. So we have two kinds of mind. Two kinds of mind. We have one mind that work with the flesh. Okay? We have the other mind that work with the Spirit. So that's what we're going to learn this morning. All right? You're going to follow me and we learn that. Why we have this big struggle. Why we have this struggle. Living according to the flesh and living according to the Spirit. It's stated that those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires, while those who live according to the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. So that's it, right there. So according to the flesh, what's the flesh? What's the flesh? The desire of the material things around us. That's the flesh. Where we think the material things around us that gives us pleasure. We feel good about us because our mind is a process by which we think, we feel, our emotion. Okay? The desire this morning of all human beings is to have the things that makes them happy. That's it. Whatever we perceive to make us what? Happy, we will pursue. Are you with me this morning?
Amen.
Whatever you and I perceive that is going to make us happy, that's what we are going to pursue. If we think it's not going to make us happy, we have no, not going. We want pleasure. This entire world, human being, live for what? Pleasure. Why people go to a party? Just for the fun of it? No. They go there because it promised them what? Pleasure. They're going to feel good. Feeling. I'm going to feel good. And if they go to a party, a nightclub, and they're not feeling good, they do what? They leave. I'm not feeling it. Well, I'm talking to some real people here this morning. So we want something to make us feel good. You go to the doctor, what do you want the doctor to do? You want to feel good. That feeling, that desire that we have is what our surrounding tells us. And we want to live that way. We want to live according that to that. So live according to the flesh is living according to your own desire. Let me tell you now, not God's desire. You got to write that down. Living according to the flesh is living according to your own desire rather than the principle of God. The flesh is the desire of the mind, the will, the emotion, the way we think. Let me prove that to you. Look at Colossians 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 2. Don't have no more struggle this week. Understand what this is. Set your mind on things above and not on things of the earth. So it is a command. It tells us what I should do. Get my mind set on things that pertain to who? God. Things above. Take my mind off things that are temporal, like the weather. Take my mind off those things that is like the weather. It's going to change quick. So don't set your mind and things that change so fast. You get mad this minute, and the next minute, you're okay. Because that's all feeling. It says that set your mind above the unchangeable one. Things that will last. And not things on the earth. So we become too hurtly. We become too hurtly. In other words, we become too fleshly. That's our issue here this morning. All about the flesh and less about God. Galatians chapter 6, verse 8. You have to set your mind and things of God. Galatians chapter 6, verse 8 says, for those who sow to his flesh, will of the flesh reap corruption. But those who sow to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap if you sow to your flesh. Notice how Paul writes Galatians. For he who sow to his personal flesh, the reward is what? Corruption. So if I give my flesh whatever it desire, the result is going to be what? Corruption. If I spend my time satisfying what my flesh wants, I am going to get things that I will regret. Things that I will certainly regret. And use those words, I know I shouldn't do it. If I only did listen, and we said, I should have listened to my mind. How many people get yourself in trouble? I say that. And if you say you don't, I say, liar, 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 pants on fire. Because we all did it. Oh man, I should have listened. Because we hear another voice speaking to the voice that we just hear. So we hear those two voices. It's the mind, the struggle between those two. And the one that we heal to will produce whatever it's offered. So listen to the mind that wants the things of the flesh. And we go do it, we will receive the things of the flesh. If we listen to the mind of the Spirit and do it, what he says, we will get what the Spirit says. Amen? Amen. So you got to tune in. Who are you going to listen to? That's the problem. When we live our life here, who are we listening to on a daily basis? And I want to tell you, you're going to try because I'm teaching you. When you leave church, you're going to hear a lot of voices in your head. That's where it's at. You know, Joyce Myers wrote a book, The Battlefield in the Mind. That's some of what I'm teaching here. That's what she was giving in her teaching. That the fight that you have is in the mind. Living according to the flesh. These scriptures tell you, don't live according to the flesh, the desire of the flesh. So Galatians chapter 5, 16 through 17, warning you. If you walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust. The lust. The desire, the crave of the flesh. All right? Look at the verse 17. For the flesh lusts, where? Against the Spirit. And the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Right there. Keep that verse. Keep that verse to guide you. When you mess up, this is what Paul says. Paul was good at it. That's why he writes it, because he was that guy. The very things that he know we shouldn't do, we do it. How many times the people who have an addiction, all addicted people, this is one thing. You think you just want to be, they want to go do that thing? No way. The guy has an addiction. He is clean. He likes to drink. Let's use that one. He's an alcoholic. And then he stopped. And for 6 months, he didn't drink one thing. And then he saw Buddy Brown one day. 6 months, he's all good. And he saw Buddy Brown one day. And he said, man, let's go have a drink. He said, man, I stopped drinking. He said, just have one, man. Just have one. One won't hurt you. And that flesh kicking now, that desire. And he says, he got to speak it to himself. I'm just going to have, he's going with Buddy Brown. I'm just going to have one, just one. And one turned into 12. And now he can't stop now. One, too many. One is too many. I wish somebody could tell some people that. One is too many. Because one opened up the floodgate now. Is alive and kicking. So that's what he's saying. This is a fight. I should be in church. Well, go to church next week, Sunday. See, that's it. Okay. And he's saying, I'm going to church. Oh man, just do this and then next Sunday you go. That's the war. I need to be in church to hear the word. And the outer mind is telling you, but do all of this. It's okay. Next Sunday you go. So what do you do? Fall into the trap by not being in church. You listen to that. And guess what? Next Sunday come, the same thing. More stuff come up. I plan to go to church this Sunday, but watch this, but one of our problems, we always put the butt in the way. We get the butt in the way. That's our problem. But you watch this. As soon as we start, your butt is in the way. You got to get it out. Get it out of your way. But I was going to do this, but I know I shouldn't do this, but am I talking this morning to help you? Watch those language. Every time, once you're using that word, but, it's wrong. Always, it's all wrong. That's why you use it, the word, but. It's to justify your action. When it's right, there's no but. That's how you know. When it's right, you don't use that word, but. I know it's right. I know it's going to be right.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.